Okay, welcome to the Dogman Underground podcast. My name is Chuck, and you are on MerinoK9.com. I want to talk about developing and working on an unbreakable heel, and kind of talk about this in the context of hobo training, really. Several different things happened. Well, let me just say that generally, people move away from potential problems when they're out walking their dog, okay? And to me, these are oftentimes missed opportunities to practice keeping your dog at heel. Why this is so important, especially for this style of protection work, is we need our dog to stay at our side and not pull us into a bite while in defensive drive, okay? And to come to the field empty, in other words, having not practiced, you're asking a lot of your dog. So there should be, you know, a year and a half worth of what I'm about to describe happening before you get to antagonizing and working with your dog in protection. So let's say that something scares your dog. Let's say you're walking your dog at the park, and there's some porta potties, and it's a real windy day, and someone gets out of the porta potty and they kind of forcefully open the door, and it swings back in the wind, and bam, it slams real hard. And you had just walked past this, and your dog jumps and turns around and is really, really overly startled by this. Okay. This is an example of a training opportunity. So what I do in a situation like that is I then walk to the porta potty to show the dog. We're going to walk to this thing. Then what I would do is I would start to close and slam the door to show and let the dog look inside and sniff it, and to the point where that dog no longer jumps while it hears that door slam, right? Environmental conditioning it to that particular situation. The other thing is, and again, you know, moving closer to things as you get better, but other people with dogs, other people, right, just in the environment, moving towards them rather than away from them. I use a lot of natural things. I live out in the country, right? But cattle and rabbits. And for example, if I know where there's a jackrabbit or a vicinity where there's a jackrabbit, I will intentionally walk my dogs in that area. And maybe not necessarily at heel, but they're not allowed to run off and chase the jackrabbit when it takes off. And we use these kind of things to practice this. There's just all kinds of situations. So one of the things you know you start out with your obedience training is having your dog at heel, and maybe having your husband or your wife or a helper or something throw toys, right? The game that we play, the protection game with the flirt pole, where we're having our dog stay by our side while dangling and moving the ball or whatever it is that they want, right? These are all things that are preparing ourselves so that when we, what recently happened is a dog that I'm working with, the guy was talking about how he walks his dog all the time, and there's this dog behind a fence that always barks and throws his dog off, and he always moves away from it rather than moving into it, right? And then as your dog gets stronger in this, right, distance, duration, distraction, if you watch the video on Apollonia walking through the alley, right? It's not really an alley. It's a street with a small trailer park place, and there's dogs and all kinds of things going on. And she is to stay at heel regardless of what is happening. I won't tell you that story today. I will maybe. So I was at the park this weekend with Trudy, and there were some people with a pit bull mixed dog on a harness. So here you go. Some indications they don't have any control over this dog, right? Some young kind of gangbanger type guys. And of course, Trudy was walking at my heel through the park, and here this dog come running up. And I yelled out to the guy, "Hey, man, you need to get your dog." And Trudy fired up, of course. But the beautiful thing was is that she actually stayed at my side as that dog tried to flank us. We were actually turning a little bit. And she stayed at my side the entire time. And that was really interesting. So, but use these things in the natural environment to work on a heel. Our dog cannot break heel, cannot run off and chase things. It just cannot do that. It's not freelancing. So all of that kind of stuff is working in prey drive, mostly, right? And then, but the muscle memory and the habit formation process that we're doing when we do these types of things will transfer over and help us make an easier transition in getting our dog to not pull us into a bite, to not lunge and try to get this guy, right? We want to be able to have our dog barking, growling, staying at our side, and ultimately walking in a circle all the way around a 360, where your dog stays engaged with this bad person, and that's the ultimate goal. But this is why this stuff is so important, right? So many people are skipping this and missing all these opportunities and wanting to jump right to the protection training and can't keep their dog at their side even from 30 or 40 feet away just because you raise your hand up. We got to get a lot closer than that, right? And that that's the process that, you know, I'm working with my dogs, working with other people's dogs, is getting closer and closer and closer while in defensive drive and keeping our dogs at heel. This is some serious-ass protection work, and you don't see a lot, you don't see hardly any of this out there because it's just, it's a lot easier to send your dog to go bite his sleeve. It looks good on YouTube. It satisfies some primeval thirst within the human psyche and all that kind of stuff, but it's not real protection work. Not for what we need as civilian people. So move into those situations and be testing your dog so that they do not break heel and you have an unbreakable heel. And it starts, you know, with all of these little things throughout the day. All right, everybody. Again, share these on your social media. Sign up for the email subscription so you're notified whenever I post new stuff as well. And until next time, man, be safe out there.